Hey, welcome to the Keep Moving Forward podcast with Tom O'Leary. Happy Easter if you are listening here on March 31. If you're listening on a different date down the road, happy Easter to you. You know, we can celebrate Easter every day of the year. That's the cool thing, right? Because he is risen. And I just heard you all say, he is risen indeed. So I am so grateful for you. Hey, thanks for passing the messages on to your friends, co-workers, neighbors, your network, your peeps. And, oh, peeps. Are you eating peeps on Easter? You know, I feel like peeps taste like styrofoam. I do not care for peeps. They are cute. They look delicious. And in my opinion, they taste awful. That's just me. But if you're a peep lover, then, you know, eat those little bird peeps. Or I think they're birds, aren't they? Anyway, happy Easter. And yeah, I'm pumped. It's Easter and I'm so grateful for the Lord Jesus who paid it all. He did it all. And we're going to focus on that today. Hey, all the podcasts are available on the website, TomOLeary.org, TomOLeary.org. And you can find all the podcasts on your podcast app on your phone. Just put in Keep Moving Forward with Tom O'Leary and it'll pop up. And hey, thank you so much if you've donated to the podcast. You can do that on the website. And if you're able to do a small donation, it just keeps things going and growing. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, you can click on the donate button on the TomOLeary.org website to do that. Thank you in advance. I'm so grateful. Hey, today's message, today's podcast, Happy Easter. He is alive. He's alive. Jesus Christ is alive, and it means so much, and we're going to dive into what that means. He is alive. Do you remember the old Monty Python movie where they're like, bring out your dead, and they're bringing out this old guy, he goes, I'm not dead, well, you'll be dead soon, bring out your dead, I'm not dead yet. That was a good one. Well, guess what, Jesus really died, but then he really came alive. I'm not dead. Of course, Jesus didn't have a British accent. So. But hey, he is alive. And so we got to look at that. He was really, really dead. Now, it's crazy. You've heard the stories of how people try to make up myths, if you will, to try to somehow figure out, okay, Jesus didn't really die and really come back to life. And so, you know, here's the bottom line. He was really, really dead. Everyone saw it. Everyone witnessed it. Just to make sure, they took a spear, put it right through his body, right through his side. It says, recorded, you know, everyone saw it. Blood and water gushed out. Now, some doctors think that when you're under that kind of distress, that actually fluid can build up around the heart. And so when they take that spear and just make sure that he's dead after being crucified on a cross, that blood and water flowed out. It could have been, you know, his distressed heart and the fluid that had built up around his heart and then certainly his blood. But come on now. I mean, if someone whipped you 39 times with a whip that had like bits of steel and glass and iron on the ends of it and like tore your flesh, that was what they did. The whole idea is if you got 40 lashes, you would die. So, you know, 40 minus one, they would do 39 just to the point of death, but keep you alive. And then they beat you to a pulp. And then they nail you to a cross with spikes that go through your wrists and double up your feet and right through your feet. Ugh. And then they spear you just to make sure. And then they take you down and put you in a tomb, an airtight tomb, for 3 days. See how you would do? Come on. Jesus was really dead. And then he was really alive. He appeared to the women at the on a pathway, Mary Magdalene, and we're going to look at that in a second. He appeared to the 12 disciples, and then, you know, Thomas wasn't there. Thus the name Doubting Thomas. My name is Thomas. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Thank you. And then Scripture says he appeared to more than 500 at one time. Came, you know, and he came back and appeared to Thomas. So Thomas falls at his feet and says, "My Lord, my God." Okay, good answer, Thomas. Why can't we remember that part of the Bible about Thomas? That he cried out to Jesus, "My Lord, my God." That's just my little bone to pick. And, you know, so he's walking around, you know, he reinstates Peter after Peter massively disowned him, massively blew it. Maybe you've massively blown it in life. I have. And yet the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ, and he reinstates Peter, he reinstates you, he reinstates me. And so we want to look at this beautiful, beautiful meaning of that Jesus is alive. What does it mean for you? What does it mean for me in this 2024 Easter? Let me read to you Luke 24, 1 through 8, and we're going to discover the tomb is empty. Thank God. Here goes. Luke 24, 1 through 8. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. So spices for his dead body to, so it wouldn't smell so bad. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. We're going to call those angels. Verse 5, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, okay, this is a big one. They said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." Okay, another big sentence. "Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man," meaning Jesus, "must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Verse 8, then they remembered his words. They were like, "Oh yeah, that's what he told us. Actually, Jesus forewarned us that he would be handed over to sinners, that he would be crucified, and that on the third day he would be raised back to life." And they're like, "Yeah, yeah. How did we miss that one?" You know, I don't know. How did you? And in verse 10 of Luke 24, the women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and it says, and others, some possibly some other women that we don't know the names. And they go running back to the disciples, the 11 disciples, and other men who were following Jesus. And it was 11, not 12, because sadly Judas betrayed Jesus and in distress hung himself. So tragic, horrible part of that story. But here you have it. I love what the angels say to Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Meaning, Jesus is alive. You're looking in a place for dead people, a tomb, and he's alive. He's not here. Now, don't you remember what he told you? He told you this is how it was going to go down. So it's huge. So I want to give you a little acronym for ALIVE, A-L-I-V-E, and give you a word for each letter that you can remember. So here we go. Our A is going to stand for ascension. And ascension means the ascension. When Jesus had already came back to life, met with all his people, you know, met with 500 at one time, met with all the disciples, proved that he was alive, all these people. And then it was time to go back to heaven to be one with his Father. And here we have it in saying in Luke 24, verse 50 to 53, when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. So the fact that he's alive, the fact that there's this ascension, that he literally blesses them and then goes, you know, straight up into heaven, up, 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 and through the clouds, and he gone. And there you go. Well, in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 2, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go there to prepare a place for you." Jesus has a place just for you, a mansion in the sky, heaven, the most perfect place, no more pain, no more sickness, no more death, no more tears, new body, in the presence of God, 24/7, powerful, powerful, glorious, amazing. And so the ascension really means that you get heaven. That's what it means. Jesus said, "I'm going to my Father's house, heaven, to prepare a place for you and for you, and you get a mansion, you get a mansion, you get a mansion, y'all get a mansion." Just better than Oprah. Wow. And, you know, here's the thing. We can't take anything with us. There's this great book that I've read. A lot of Christian businessmen read it, but it's called Die Broke. Isn't that a great title? Die Broke. Like, by the time you're going to die, just give it all away. You know, give it away. And, you know, I had a college professor that said, "I came into this world naked and wrinkly, and I'm going to leave this world naked and wrinkly." The same way. It's true. You know, you can't take it with you. You know, as the old joke says, there's never a U-Haul behind a hearse. You know, it just doesn't go that way. But guess what? You get more. You get a mansion in heaven and just, you know, streets paved with gold. My word, you know. So that ascension is A, for alive. We're going to go through the word alive, and I'm going to give you a word so you can remember it. So our A in alive stands for ascension. Okay, let's go to number two. L in alive stands for life. And John 10:10, again, the words of Jesus, we're sticking with the words of Jesus here for a few, says the thief, talking about the devil, Satan, fallen angel, the enemy of your soul, okay, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So here we have the thief, which means the devil, and his purpose is to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy you. He wants to steal your joy and steal your peace. He wants to kill your vision and your dreams and your life purpose. It doesn't mean that he can kill you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, Scripture says. So greater is Christ in you than the enemy of your soul, the devil. But he tries to kill you in different ways, different things. And destroy, he tries to destroy your relationships, for sure. He's always at it. And the good news is Jesus says, but the reverse is I have come to give you life, an abundant life, overflowing life, life to the full. The New Testament Greek word zoe, which means in every way, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, in every way, flowing by the power of the Holy Spirit. Zoe, New Testament Greek word for life, that Jesus wants to give you, this abundant life. There was this old commercial, I think it was going all the way back to the 70s, and it was a beer commercial, and the guys are out at this beautiful lake, and they're fishing and drinking this brand of beer, and the tagline was, it doesn't get any better than this. Well, I got good news. It does get better than that. Jesus wants to give you so much life, so much overflowing joy, peace, just unspeakable joy. You can't even wrap words around it. Life overflowing. And that's what Jesus came. So because he's alive, you get this abundant life, this life to the full, life to the max. That's what you get. So A for ascension, L for life, I for intimacy. And that's the words of Jesus again in the Gospel of John, John 15, verse 15. So we had John 10, verse 10. Now we got another double-double. I'm starting to think about In-N-Out Burger, but I'm going to deny my flesh, even though the flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong. So come on now. Save your calories for your Easter dinner. How about that? Okay, John 15, 15, Jesus said, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. This is where we get intimacy. Like, you went from worker bee to best friends. You went from, I'm not in the know and he's my boss. Now he's pulled me in and I'm in the inner circle. I'm a family member. I'm a child of God. I call Jesus's Father Abba, A-B-B-A, New Testament word that translates as daddy. Now I call Jesus's Father daddy, and he calls him daddy. I get to call him daddy, and I have a seat at the dinner table. That is what you get, and that's intimacy. And a great little word for intimacy is into-me-see. That's intimacy. You get to into-me-see, into Jesus, and Jesus is looking into you, into-you-see, into-me-see, intimacy. And, you know, a great story in the Bible is Mary and Martha, and they have a big meal to prepare, and people are going to come over, and Jesus is there. And Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus and just soaking in his presence, his wisdom, his life, his truth, his grace, his mercy, his goodness. She's just sitting at the feet of Jesus and soaking it in. Martha, that was a joke from the Brady Bunch for those that grew up in the 70s. You can YouTube it if you don't know. Martha. Okay, anyway, none of that. But Martha is, stressed out. She's fretting. Let's just say Martha is freaking out. And finally, she's trying to get everything ready and, oh, people are coming and what am I going to do? And, oh, I got to clean more. And, you know, just over the top. And Jesus just says, Martha, slow down. Mary has chosen what is best. Because she was complaining, Mary, come on, get over here and help me. And Jesus just had to say, Martha, you got to chill. She's choosing what is best. And you know what? I invite you to. I welcome you to sit at my feet. So that's the grace of Jesus. So I is for intimacy. in our Alive. A for Ascension, L for Life, I for Intimacy. Two more. We got a V and an E. V for Victory. V for Victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 and 55. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with the immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Verse 55 of 1 Corinthians 15. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? I love that. What a great passage. And death in the Bible means separation from God. Sting means the agony and the pain, the hellish, horrific pain and separation from God. And so you get victory over death, separation from God. You get victory over the sting of death. And that could be even be loved ones in Christ who have died, that you get to see them again. So you get victory over that because you'll be in heaven together. And so there's something great about victory. Like, you just want to throw your hands up. We won! Yes! When your favorite team wins, we won! When your favorite team wins a game or even a playoff game or the Super Bowl or the NBA championship or March Madness. We're in March Madness. And your college basketball team wins the national championship or just a game, you know, or your kid scores a soccer goal. Yeah! Victory. So I played football in high school and college, and there was, and I was a quarterback, and there's nothing like getting in the, what they call the V formation. V formation. It's the victory formation. And what that means is that your team is winning and the other team doesn't have any timeouts. And as a quarterback, you get the snap and you kneel down on the ground and you run the clock out. That is when you are in the V formation and you've got, you know, two or three or four guys standing behind you in that V formation in case you fumbled the ball like a knucklehead, and they would jump on it. And so it's the victory formation. My friend, you get to get in the victory formation with Jesus. You get to live your life to the full until your time is done on this earth, and then you get heaven forever. Wow, what a deal. And that does, in fact, lead us to our last one, number five, our E in Alive, is eternity. Eternity. Because John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him, Jesus, shall not perish, but have eternal life. It says the why question. Why? Because God so loved you. God loves you. He so loved you that he gave up his one and only Son that would conquer death, but rise again to victory. And you know what? The so loved, that means that God wants to be with you forever and ever and ever. And I love it. Eternal life, heaven forever, that you and I are going to live. It's a crazy concept. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Eternity. For eternity. Like, no end, no time bound. No box. I mean, forever and ever and ever. And I'm reminded of that classic song from Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. And that song just went viral. I mean, it blew up. You could hear that song certainly on Christian stations, but it was on pop stations. It was on country music stations. It just went crazy. And if you have never heard it or it's been a while, just Google I Can Only Imagine by the band Mercy Me. And the lyrics are like, I can only imagine what it'll be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes would see when your face is before me. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. The song goes on and on. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, look that song up. Listen to that song. Look up the lyrics. I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. And you know what? It is all about God's mercy. Mercy means not getting what we do deserve. You've blown it. I've blown it. No one bats a thousand. The wrongs we've done, the wrongs done to us. We have all this sin that deserves punishment. And yet Jesus paid the price and he died on a cross for you and me. Scripture says he took every sin of yours and mine, all the sin of humanity, all the whole world, every human being, past, present, future, and took their sin and nailed it to the cross. And there's where it stays. And so if you have sin in your life, it's time to just nail it to the cross and repent from it, turn from it. Repent just means change your mind. I'm never going to do that again. I'm going the other way. I'm doing a 180. I'm going with God. I'm going to do it God's way. And he forgives you. He gives you mercy. He gives you grace, the gifts of grace. Getting what you don't deserve is grace. Mercy, not getting what you do deserve, punishment. And then you get to be with him forever. I can only imagine. So let me recap on this happy Easter. He is alive. He's alive. And what does alive, A-L-I-V-E, mean to you and me? A means ascension. Jesus went back to heaven, didn't have to die again to go to heaven. He died for real, dead, really, then came back alive, living, is living today. And the ascension means that he has a place for you in heaven. He's prepared a place for you in heaven. Ascension. L, life. Life to the full. Life to the full. Life to the max. Abundant life. Zoe. Overflowing. Every area of your life. Intimacy. Into me see. He's looking into your heart. And you get to look into the precious heart of Jesus. And read his words and his scripture in the Bible. And know him and know him and know him. V for victory. You have victory, victory over death, victory over sin, victory over anything that would separate you from God, victory. And E, oh, get in that victory formation. Yep, you win. Okay, E is for eternity. And eternity is a long time. In fact, you can't even say time because it has no time. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You get to live. So don't fear death. No, do not fear death. Don't fear death. I was at a men's Bible study. We were talking about death and how some guys really, really fear death. You don't need to fear death. You are going in to live in Christ forever and ever and ever. So give him your heart afresh today. Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. Thank you that you are. Oh, I receive all that you have. And so let me pray for you. Father in heaven, thank you for every person who's listening on this Happy Easter, He's Alive podcast, Keep Moving Forward podcast. And God, I pray that you'd encourage them, that you get their hopes up, and that you would just remind them how important it is that Jesus really died, and then the resurrection, he really came alive. And he's alive today, and he's living in their heart by your Holy Spirit, and he is alive in heaven at your right hand, the Trinity, the triune God, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one. And we praise you for that. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for passing the messages on to people in your sphere of influence. Thank you for responding, giving ideas for future podcasts. Hey, thanks for donating. And if you can give a small donation today on Easter, that'd be such a blessing. Again, all the messages are for free. You can go to the TomO'Leary.org website or go to your app, your podcast app on your phone. And on this 2024 Happy Easter, He's Alive, never forget, never, ever, 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 God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He's so loved. He wants to spend forever with you. He loves you. And I'm for you. God bless.